Welcome to the Local Exposure Time Machine. This month, we take a look back at some of our favorite interviews and stories around Greater Cincinnati.
These stories were handpicked by the LX team after many hours of deliberation. So we invite you now to join us.
Join us
inside the Local Exposure Time Machine. It's no secret to my coworkers how much Over the Rhine really means to me. I was a resident of the neighborhood for about 3.5 years and look forward to the day my family can rejoin this revitalizing neighborhood. Living just 2 blocks away, the Peasley Neighborhood Center was very much a part of my everyday life. Walking my pup down the street, I could hear the laughter of children at play from the center regularly. Diving into the mission of Peasley just deepened my passion and appreciation for this particular neighborhood. Peasley Neighborhood Center, nestled on the corner of Sycamore and 14th, thrives as a community-based organization dedicated to educational and cultural activism. Peasley utilizes a unique style of education, igniting personal growth and creativity. The center encourages community involvement and relies on the people of the neighborhood and Greater Cincinnati area for growth and development. Peasley Center dreams big, instilling this very philosophy in the community and participants working to cross barriers through dialogue and service learning. Joining me today is Kathy Hunt and Angela Pancella of the Peasley Neighborhood Center. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Glad to be here.
What sort of programs do you offer here at the center?
Well, Peasley, as we've sort of adopted this kind of new tagline, educating, enriching, empowering. So we do, everything we do is about education. And it's all about participatory education, but it involves many types of education. Our early learning center works with to develop that strong, firm foundation for early learning for children from 6 weeks to 5 years, and works with the Ohio Early Learning Content Standards. And what we do that is a little bit different with our children, we do a lot of enrichment, art, music, our garden, and our safety city. So everything is about education. Education interacts at all levels. In addition to that, we have art and music for children, youth, adults outside of the Early Learning Center. And the community education, which is a huge piece of what we do. And community education, in turn, supports all of those other activities. So it's just one sort of long, continuous spiral circle interacting and supporting each other.
What do you mean by the community coming in? And are they engaging the Peasley Center, or is it a symbiotic relationship between the two of you where you're reaching out into the community and the community's coming in to Peasley?
Our community education program is a more formal way of defining what we've always done, which is interaction with the community. It has a component of facilitating volunteerism, but not just volunteerism at Peasley, but throughout the nonprofit community in Over the Rhine. So many high schools and colleges and community groups want to do service with the many wonderful organizations that are in Over the Rhine. What we do is help that process by letting folks come in not just to do service, but to reflect on the service that they do so that they're not just coming in cold into a new cultural background and saying, I don't know what we're doing or why we're doing it, but having the participants reflect on the experience of what is it like to come into this new space? What am I bringing to this space? What is my story? That if you know that, if you are cognizant that you are carrying your own stories with you, then you're better able to interact with the people who have stories of their own in this community. And it's not just, you know, I'm serving people. It's I am having a relationship now with other people that I didn't know anything about before, but wow, I want to know them better. So there is an opportunity to reflect at the end of the service. And the way that all of our programs interact, there's a good example of that in the community education program, in that we have Baba Charles Miller, a drummer, He does African drumming instruction at Peasley. He will facilitate drumming reflections for some of these groups, which is almost a team-building exercise, too, where you are noticing what effort it takes to work together to do a common beat, a common rhythm.
When we went on our tour of the facility, we went outside, which I find to be really unique of this center specifically, because this is also affecting not only the adults that might be part of the center, but really the children that are part of it as well in your daycare program downstairs. Could you tell us about the playground outside, that it is really a safe city for these kids?
This is, I don't know space-wise how large the area is. I would say it's probably about a fourth of an acre, maybe. So as part of that, we have a fully functioning garden around the perimeter, and the children begin by planting seeds indoors in late winter and then transplant those seeds outdoors, and then they nurture, cultivate, harvest those foods throughout the year, incorporate them into their diet. So they're learning not just about life cycle and about plants overall, but they're learning about nutrition. We use the plants to even teach them things like color differences or bigger, smaller, all those Ohio early learning content standards that you have to incorporate in whatever you're doing. They also learn about, this is where our food comes from. It doesn't come from the grocery store or the corner market. It comes out of the ground, and we can help grow that, and they get a good feeling for the role of the farmer in the community and all of the different people that help produce and cultivate those growing things that nurture them, and that they have to also care for those things. They have to care for the earth, just like the earth is caring for us.
And your safe city that the garden surrounds is also very unique in that it has things like a post office and the Cincinnati Public Library. What inspired you to create that type of environment for the kids?
Well, that was started by a former director, Annalise Neumeier. It was sort of a vision of hers. It goes back to 2008. And I think for her, it was just a way to show these children, this is your community. This is where you belong. Because for Peasley, it is all about community and building community. So, it was her dream that the kids could be outside and they could see these familiar things and learn about them. And then also introducing into that the roles these different organizations and people played in the community so that they could become more engaged and think in terms of themselves as, at some point as being citizens of the community.
And speaking of the community that you're in a very unique one that's really been undergoing quite a revitalization period. How have you seen your influence in Over the Rhine and vice versa? How has Over the Rhine's revitalization influenced you, either by even business partnerships or partnerships with other nonprofit organizations?
Well, one of the key ones for us is Venice on Vine, which is we like to go to Venice on Vine simply because we like their pizza, but also because they are an employment training program for folks who have faced barriers to employment elsewhere. We have a good relationship with the businesses around, and we have a good relationship with the nonprofits around. We, in fact, have a relationship with nonprofits right here in our building because we have tenants, including the Intercommunity Justice and Peace Center, and a variety of organizations that rent from us. So we have always considered Over the Rhine it's just a community. It is a walkable community. It is a community that is diverse, and we like that. We like that there are so many stories of the African American influence, the German influence, the Appalachian influence that has come in at various times and has impacted this community. So we seek to preserve the stories that may be forgotten or overlooked, as well as celebrating the new stories that are starting in.
How can one become involved both in the services but also maybe as a volunteer
Well, we have a volunteer coordinator, Jen Summers, and if you think you would like to have a deeper relationship with Peasley, we can offer ongoing, consistent kind of volunteer opportunities, or we can offer one-off type things like when we have a special event, or again, if you are a younger person and you want to do service learning or community service, you know, those, Jen also is responsible for those programs. So you just need to call 621-5514 and ask for Jen Summers.
So there is a lot of opportunity for teaching and for learning.
Absolutely. Especially in the summer program, we find that we have all of these children that we want to take on these field trips, but you need a lot of adults to be there for the kids.
And with the school season coming to a close and summer starting up, I know Peasley's open year-round, but what sort of things will we be seeing coming up in the upcoming summer season?
Well, we will be doing a sort of modified camp this summer. We'll be taking in an additional pre-K students to do 5-day-a-week programming, and that will also consist of, in addition to all the field trips, swimming lessons. Ziegler Park is right behind us. Field trips to all kinds of cultural organizations and nature organizations. We'll also be doing drumming on a weekly basis, art lessons on a weekly basis, and we will be doing dance lessons as well through a partnership with Arts Wave and the Cincinnati Ballet. We will also possibly be doing some photography lessons. So this will be, you know, just during that. We will be doing, working with XU as well to have an intern to help during that period of time. We have a lot of close partnerships with other higher education institutions, Miami University, you know, UC, NKU. We work very closely with a lot of these organizations and rely on them to help stretch our resources. Piano will be going on, not as robust of a program as we normally have throughout the school year, but there will be some things that the teachers will be doing with the children. So, and those programs are open to the public.
Very proud of the piano program. It's one of the longest running programs we have at Peasley. It began in 1990, and it has children and adults, children as young as 6 and adults. Private lessons, a half-hour instruction at a greatly reduced cost for those who would not be, who would otherwise not be able to afford the lessons. So there's going to be a recital coming up May 6th, a Sunday at 3 p.m. at St. Francis Serif at Liberty at Vine. So the public is definitely invited to that. That is a fun time for friends and family to cheer on the Peasley students. And if you're listening to this, you're now part of the Peasley family. So come on.
It really seems like Peasley does cross the lines of diversity, but really brings the community together in a way that really is unique to even the neighborhood of Over the Rhine. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Kathy Hunt and Angela Pancella of the Peasley Neighborhood Center. For more information on the Peasley Neighborhood Center and how you can get involved, visit our website at wvxu.org/lx. Thank you for joining us on our journey in the Local Exposure Time Machine.
Join us next week for another trip into the void.
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 Void. Void. Void.